You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 362, our score predictions podcast for Notre Dame versus Virginia Tech. This has been kind of a tough. I knew what my score was going to be within a point or two, but I wasn't sure who was going to win. And I'm still not overly confident in the team that I'm picking to win. But here's some things that are weird about Virginia Tech. The teams that they've lost to, and you could say this about Notre Dame too, but pretty much Notre Dame has just lost to everyone. Whereas Virginia Tech, the teams they have lost to have really kind of been average teams. Besides Tennessee, who I don't think is very good, but maybe just good. The other two teams they've lost to are Syracuse, which Notre Dame defeated, and Georgia Tech, which is a weaker version of Navy.
Yeah, it's weird because they would say some of the Virginia Tech guys do podcasts said that their loss against Georgia Tech, they beat themselves. Their loss against Syracuse, Syracuse outplayed them. And Notre Dame completely outplayed Syracuse.
Yeah.
So that is a weird... I didn't actually go back and watch that game, but I don't know. They've had... It seems like they're losing to teams that they shouldn't be. And even, I guess, getting outplayed by teams that they shouldn't be getting outplayed.
Here's what gives me confidence in Notre Dame winning this game. That's the team I ended up choosing. Is that the defense continues to get better. Now, it is going to be a switch, and maybe Notre Dame might look like they're a half step behind for maybe a quarter. But like we mentioned in our preview podcast for this game, it's imperative that Notre Dame wins the first half. They need to be leading at the half. Not a tie, and definitely not behind, but they need to be leading at half. That gives Notre Dame a statistical advantage. Every game that Virginia Tech has won, they've been leading at the half, and I forget exactly, but I believe in each of their losses they were losing, they were behind at the half. Do you remember, Randall, for sure on that?
I can't tell you sure. I know at Georgia Tech, I think they only had like 6 points at the half, even though they scored 20 points. That was mostly in garbage time at the end of the game when they scored the majority of their points.
Okay, and they were also losing at the half, and against Tennessee and against Syracuse as well. So I think it's going to be a tight game. The offense, I think, needs to step up. And for the most part, we've seen our offense do a really good job. There was a lull there in the middle of the season against North Carolina and the Hurricane and against Stanford where they really looked bad. A pick six against Stanford. To me, this game feels and looks like, on paper, a lot like Miami. The biggest difference being the quarterback for Miami versus the quarterback at Virginia Tech are definitely two very different types of quarterbacks. But mostly on the defensive side of the ball, this feels like a very similar team. They lead the nation, or they're at the top in tackles for loss. But Notre Dame was able to overcome that against Miami. I think they're able to do it again. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. And I picked the exact same score that Notre Dame had versus Miami. Notre Dame wins it 30-27.
Hey, we're close in our prediction. I had no idea what you were going to pick. Except I'm actually predicting Virginia Tech to win this game. There's just, I do like, I am gaining more confidence in Notre Dame. As the week goes on, as time goes on. But I think there's just too many things that have to go right and that Notre Dame has to overcome. Notre Dame is coming off 2 weeks of triple option. We've often talked about the game after Navy. Even though this is after Army, you're coming off the triple option, and it is hard to do that. Even the year Ohio State won their championship, they lost. Their one loss was
to Virginia Tech.
Right after Navy, the week after Navy. So I do think there is something to it. You got to switch, and especially it's bad. I like playing triple option teams 2 weeks in a row, but it's bad coming off of that. You should schedule a weaker opponent coming off of that. Which, you know, Virginia Tech might have been when they scheduled this, but that is not playing Notre Dame's favor. And then Virginia Tech lost last week in a game that they shouldn't have, made a lot of mistakes, mental errors. And so I think they're coming in, and this is a game to prove, you know, that that was a fluke game. And so, and it is at Notre Dame. They're coming to Notre Dame to play, and teams often play good.
But do you think it being a senior day, that gives Notre Dame any kind of advantage?
No, there's not enough seniors on this team this year.
Yeah, but the players that are the starters are still playing to get a win for their seniors who are going to be playing their final game at Notre Dame.
But it comes down to more than just the players. A lot of the losses this year have been because of coaching decisions. Decisions that have been made outside what the players could do on the field.
We need, after this season is over, we need to like just dissect this entire season.
I don't know if I want to. Going
from game to game and just breaking down what went different from game to game.
After this season ends, I just want to close the door behind me and lock it and throw away the key.
It is true. Ever since about the third game, I was ready to get this season over with.
So you had those things. Then one of Virginia Tech's strengths is third down. Their defense on third downs, that's been a weakness for Notre Dame lately, is converting on third down, which I think that problem is to the plays being called, trying to pass it on first down, not being able to do it, and they often end up in second and long, third and long.
The reason I'm optimistic is because they faced the same problem against Miami, and we saw them, even though maybe they still passed on a lot of those first downs, they were shorter passes, more slants, and we saw some new things, even formationally. I thought starting with Miami, we saw a lot more, I don't know what you call it, stacked sets where we had four wide receivers, but they were wide and they were stacked over each other.
Yeah.
We saw more of that, and we continue to see that through Navy and Army. And I just think that since that Miami game, Notre Dame's been doing a better job of getting short yardage plays, whether it be running or passing.
Yeah. I mean, I am liking, you know, Notre Dame's chances. I mean, I do feel better about them going to this game. I just, when it comes down to it, something will go wrong. I do not have the confidence in this team to, you know, have everything go right and win the game.
I want to run a couple things by you, and then if this happens, do you think Notre Dame would win the game?
Okay.
So if DeShone Kizer would rush for over 80 yards, which is, we talked about, he's rushed for over 50 about five times, and the last 2 weeks he's rushed for over 70 yards. If he rushes for 80-plus yards, do you think the Irish win?
Yes.
If the Irish score a special teams touchdown, do you think they win?
I'm going to say no on that.
Okay, because I think
I think they can do it.
I'm more confident in this one than I am in the other one.
Okay.
So, Randall,
the problem with that is because they made so many mistakes on special teams. Like, maybe they can score a touchdown, but then there'll be some mistake that kind of, you know, goes against them. Virginia Tech has a good return guy, so that's something else to watch.
And then one final one.
Okay.
If our tight end scores a touchdown, do you think Notre Dame wins this game?
No.
You're saying it's irrelevant, or
it's irrelevant. What was I going to say? But the good thing for Notre Dame, positive for Notre Dame, is that they can sell out against the pass. They need to stop the quarterback from running, but their running backs are not having any success. So they can take more risks in the passing game on defense and be okay in this game, because Virginia Tech does not have that good running game. The quarterback is usually the leading rusher on the day, but he can run. That's the thing. He is a threat to run.
And do you know, most of his rushes, are they designed runs, Or is it more of what we saw from Kaiser, where it was a passing play, and then he just scrambled after the field opened up for him?
I can't tell you for sure, but I'm guessing there are some design runs just because he is their running back as well. I mean, he's their rushing guy, so I'm sure some of them are designed. And before, you know, that hasn't gone well for Notre Dame when the quarterback can run. But they don't have to worry about the running backs at the same time. But Notre Dame, you know, is coming off the triple option, and so they have to get into that passing defense mode. I mean, that is going to be huge.
And my greatest fear, and I know you said in the previous episode that they're not great at throwing the ball downfield. However, I'm still worried about Drew Tranquil and Devin Studd still getting burned on play action on a deep pass.
Yeah. Here, okay, so I did predict Virginia Tech to win, but they do start slow, and if Notre Dame jumps out to 2-score lead, I think they can win the game.
Okay,
actually, that I will say that. Okay. If they jump out to a 2-score...
How about if Notre Dame
leads? If it's 14-0...
How about just if Notre Dame leads at the half? Because that's been pretty much...
That's hard to...
Well, pretty much it's been true for both teams, whichever team's leading at a half. I think it does. If Notre Dame's leading at half, I think they win.
I'm going to say irrelevant on that. I'm that could go either way. But I will say if Notre Dame is up 14-0, they'll win the game. And that is a chance, but that's what they'll need to do to win this game. But Virginia Tech's going to win 31-27.
Okay. 31-20. Oh, hold it. We were really close. Okay.
And we didn't look at each other's score at all, so. But the good news for Notre Dame, their quarterback, Ron Hurt, he did not play very well last week, and it seemed like they need to throw in some easy throws for him to get his confidence back. He was getting sacked, and he just wasn't having a lot of success throwing the ball. But we'll see. I think what it comes down to, this is a bounce back game for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I think one thing you can look for early, and you'll be able to tell if Notre Dame's going to have a chance in this game, is if Tershawn Kizer is sacked twice in the first quarter, Notre Dame's not going to win this game.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, I think that's all we've got. Be sure to tweet out your score prediction, and you'll be entered to win. Whoever is closest will win a free pound of coffee from Main Street Coffee House here in Napanee, Indiana. And if you want to join the conversation that we're having, head on over to our forum site, forums.irishsportstalk.net. There's a handful of guys over there keeping the conversation going, and you can join it as well. So thank you guys for listening, and until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.